Dearest cigarette, I cannot adequately describe to you how much joy and pleasure you have brought into my life since I was first introduced to you by another six-year-old at the end of the Second World War, and now, at the age of 75, how much you still mean to me. The joy of breaking open a packet of 20, holding it close to my face and breathing the heady aroma of Virginia tobacco into my nostrils and having that sweetest of perfumes caress my brain and set my heart pounding. And that's even before I light you up. As I gently slide you from your enfolding tinsel and raise your slender form to my lips, my eyes half closed in anticipation of the memory of that first drag, I can taste you on my tongue. And as I strike the match that will ignite you, I too am ignited, my heart, lungs and viscera. Even my toes are a tingle. And as the curly cues of grey-blue smoke drift towards the ceiling of my studio, where they form and reform themselves into a never-before-seen menagerie of exotic sea creatures and dragons, I am completely transported. So much so that I have put versions of these magical images into many of my more recent paintings. What would I do without you? You have been a beloved companion practically all of my life. And not just me, but many, many others. I vividly recall Robert Louis Stevenson singing your praises after a day's trek in the Cevennes with his donkey Modestine. As I lay back down by the fire of kindlings I had collected en route and looked up at the stars, I drew upon my cigarette and released a little cloud of smoke to the heavens and thought, all is well with the world. Love, John.